Praise the Lord. If you have your Bible, turn this morning to the 34th Psalm, Psalms 34. The Bible says in verse 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto Him, and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth about them that fear Him and delivereth them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want of any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and His ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. He keepeth all His bonds, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of His servants, and none of them that trust in Him shall be desolate. I want to preach just a few minutes this morning, if God will be my help, on this thought. A place of safety. A place of safety. A place where you can come in out of the darkness and you can find solace and help. Even in a time of trouble, even in tumultuous times as we live in, when there's turmoil on every hand, I'm glad there's a place of safety. As we see this, and we know David is writing this psalm, after a time in his life when it seemed that all hope was lost, and there was nowhere for him to go, and it seemed like the whole world had forsaken him. He was left out in the cold, and he was left out on his own, with nobody that seemed that cared. But I want to say there was one that cared for David. The same one that cared for him is the same one that cares for you. The same one that looked down upon him and seen a need, looks down upon us and he sees that need. Amen. It was a time in David's life when he was standing before Saul, king of Israel. And Saul began to realize that David was a mighty man of valor. And that he was more spiritual than he. And he was a time when he was seeking to take David's life. We see this in the 1 Samuel chapter 21. That when Jonathan is there and he's trying to sin, David said, your father's desiring to take my life. And he says, oh, you bound to be mistaken. But when Jonathan's there and he gave David leave, and David was out, and they called together to dine, and David's place was empty. And King Saul looked over, and he said, "What's going on with David? He wasn't here last night. Thought maybe he might be sick, something wrong with him. But where's he at tonight?" And Jonathan Sewell said, "He asked leave to go to Bethlehem. He said, be about the father's business. Said they had offered and a sacrifice to make, and he asked leave if he could go there for that." And said, I gave him leave. I told him, yes, it would be all right, that nobody would mind. And Saul was so upset, the Bible said that he took a javelin and tried to send his own son to the wall. Tried to pin him to the wall like something that you'd throw darts at. And Jonathan realized, and he went out and he met David. He tells us in Psalm, 1 Samuel chapter 20, he said, "You was right." He said, "Malice is in his heart. He desires to do you harm." And so David flees and he goes. And the Bible teaches us that he headed down towards Gath. Amen. Now, if you'll remember, Gath is the place of Goliath, as a home place of Goliath. And I wonder why he would go down to Gath. Maybe he said, "Well, praise God, the giant in his life had been slain. If the giant of his life was gone, that great big hindrance in his life was gone, then that would probably be a place of safety. Probably be a good place you could go hang out. Everything would be okay." So he goes, he loads up in 1 Samuel chapter 21, and he goes down to Gath. The Bible says in verse 10, "And David arose and fled that day for fear of Saul, and went to Achish, the king of Gath." Amen. So he went right. He left Saul, who was going to pin him to the wall, and he goes down to a place of the enemy. I will say, you'll never find no help in the place of the enemy. You'll not find no safety in the place of the enemy. We have a lot of enemies in this world. We have a lot of things that's contrary to you and to me. And Brother Robert said, a Christian life we live won't be easy. We'll have a lot of obstacles. We'll have a lot of things that we'll have to get past. But I want to say, praise God, we'll get past them with the help of the Lord. Amen. We can't trust the world to help us, praise God. We can't go hang out with the enemy and expect to find safety. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he said in the servants of Achish, verse 11, said unto him, "Is not this David the king of the land? Did they not sing one to another of him in dances, saying, Saul hath slain his thousands and David his 10,000s? And David laid up these words in his heart and was sore afraid of Achish, the king of Gath. And he changed his behavior before them." Now watch this. "And feigned himself mad in their hands and scrabbled on the doors of the gate and let his spittle run down upon his beard. Then said Achish unto his servants, Lo, see, you see, the man is mad. Wherefore then have you brought him to me? Have I need of mad men that ye have brought this fellow to play the madman in my presence? Shall this fellow come into my house?" Amen. He says David began to realize, amen, that he was in trouble. That the place that he had sought out for safety wasn't that safe. I want to say, if we get to trying to find safety within ourselves, we'll realize in a short time that that place ain't as safe as we thought it was. But I want to say, praise God, there's safety in the Lord. It's a place where you can come, praise God. And we see that when he fled down there, he fled to Gath. Now Gath is a type, it literally means a wine press. Or the vat that would hold the grapes. Amen. So if you take that into context, you say, you know, flew to a place of death, that place that would contain and hold in. Amen. It was a place, praise God, where it's hard to escape. Once you put those grapes into that vat, that wine vat, they couldn't go nowhere. And them folks would wash their feet and they'd get in there and they'd stomp them grapes to smithereens. I mean, they'd squash every bit of the juice they was out of them till it run out. Amen. So he goes down to this very place where he could be contained and trapped and caught and destroyed. Amen. There's two things you need to know about a place of safety. Number one, it's never safe outside of the will of God. If you're looking for a place of safety today, praise God, you won't find it outside of God and godliness. Hey, listen, I don't care what the flesh of the world tell you, it doesn't exist. It's not out there. Amen. So you'll not find it outside of the will of God. Amen. And when you do, another thing that you need to know about a place of safety is you never know what you'll do, praise God, to escape when you get there. When you get into that bad place, we don't know what this flesh is apt to do to try to bring us out of that. See, sin will take you further than you want to go, and it keep you longer than you want to stay. And it never does give you a roadmap to get back. Amen? It holds you in that place of, that place, praise God, of insecurity. It holds you in that place, amen, of regret. But praise God, I'm glad that there's a place that you can go that you can find safety. As we see this in David's testimony in Psalms 34, we see David as he gives us a couple of pointers to help us along the way. Number one, David's praise. Amen. He gives us the praise. He said, I will bless the Lord. Amen. At all time, His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. And the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt His name together. Amen. He begins to praise God. And he begins to give God the glory. Why? Because God was the one that rescued him. Amen. If you're here this morning, praise God, if you're saved by the marvelous grace of God, it was God that rescued you. It was God that came hunting you, praise God. You didn't find Him. He found you. Sometimes it breaks my heart, people tell me, say, well, preacher, I found Jesus. Jesus was never lost. Amen. Hello? Jesus was never lost. We were. He come to seek and to save that was which lost. That was us. We were lost. We were alienated from God. And Jesus came to where we were. When you were lost, He came. Amen. The good God of glory is the one that saved. I mean, we were destined for certain death. But God intervened, praise God. And through the Lord Jesus Christ, He gave us life, and that in abundance. Ain't you glad for that? I'm glad that He did. But notice something here. When you call on the Lord, they say when you call on the Lord in faith, notice about three things here, what He does. Number one, He saves. Verse 4, He said, I sought the Lord and He heard me. Amen. When you call upon the Lord, praise God, with a broken contrite, amen, He hears you. When you call upon the Lord from the sincerity of your heart, I told the Sunday school class this morning, you got to get Him out of your head and in your heart. We can know all these, know about Him and not have Him in our heart, and we'll miss heaven by 16 inches. Amen? We've got to have the Lord Jesus Christ in our heart. We've got to believe in Him, trust in Him, rely on Him, adhere to Him, because He is our hope. And when we call on Him in faith, amen, He saves us. I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Amen? So when we trust Him, He delivers us. He saves us and He delivers us. Praise God. He said, they looked upon Him and were lightened. And their faces were not ashamed. We was talking, brother. I noticed we come upstairs, brother Rex was talking about that light that comes on. That illumination. We was talking about it in Sunday school. We was talking about that illumination, the light of the Lord Jesus Christ, the light of His Word, how it illuminates us and it shows us the way. So we don't stumble around in the darkness. Amen. There's a light in Christ Jesus, our Lord. He said they looked upon Him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. When I look at my Lord, I'm not ashamed of my Savior. I'm not ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, because He loved me and He saved me by His marvelous grace. So we see, praise God, when we put our faith in, when we call upon the Lord, He saves us. Not only does He save us, but praise God, He sanctifies us. He puts us in that place of keeping. Amen. That place of preservation. He begins to do those things for us to preserve us and to keep us, praise God, in His way and in His will. Verse 7 says, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear Him and delivereth them. He said, there's that sanctifying power of God. He encamps about us and He takes us and He sets us aside and He separates us out unto Himself, and He begins to help us and guide and lead us and to show us the way. helps us to see Him as He is and to recognize that there's a good God of heaven and His name is Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen? The one that came to us, that died for us, praise God, to give us that help. And He said the angel of the Lord encamps about us. That word encamp means that He's there. He set up camp. Amen? It means He's there with us. Amen? It don't mean that He was just comes along nonchalantly, but praise God, He camps out near you. That He's there, praise God. But I wonder why it is that we'll call on everything else before we call on Him. He's there with us. He's there to help us. That place of safety is right there to be had, but we'll look for others. Amen? I don't want to say this, but we don't need no others when we have Him. He's right there. We might have to conjure up. We might have to hunt others. But praise God, I know where I can find Him. Amen? Amen. I know where that place of safety is. So He not only does He save, not only sanctify, but He also satisfies. Praise God. If we ever realize that God had that place of safety in the Lord, praise God, it satisfies the soul. Look at verse 8. He says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." They said, "I tried some other places, praise God." But He said, "Let me tell you about the good place." It's that place of honey, praise God. Look at that place of sweetness, glory be to God. Oh, where you get in, glory. Hey, and you can stay in. God just feed you and help you and encourage you and bring you along, praise God, with excitement in your heart. Where's our excitement? Where's our excitement today about God and godliness? Where's our excitement about being saved, praise God, and that desire to turn the light on so others can see, praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ and all His goodness? That they might taste Him and see that the Lord, He is good. Amen. It don't get no better than the Lord. Amen. He says, "Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him." Where are you getting your blessings from? Amen. I'll tell you where you get your blessings from. Trust in the Lord. You get trust in the Lord, praise God. He'll bless you. He'll bless you. He'll help you. He'll encourage you. Praise God. He'll take you in so many different directions at the same time. Praise God. It's so much blessing. Amen. That you'll have to like one of them. Amen. Goodness just pours out of Him. Praise God. And if we just get up and under the spout where the joy comes out and just begin to absorb that up, to begin able to receive that glory be to God, we'll realize how good He is. Amen. God's good. And He's good to us. He said, "Oh, fear the Lord, ye His saints, for there is no want to them that fear Him." Amen. Those that have that reverent fear of God, those that love the Lord and seeking His purity, amen, said He satisfies your soul. He gives you that you need. He said the young lions do lack and suffer hunger. Amen. The young lions do lack. He said those that's not getting the good direction, those that's not following in the right way, they're trying to, those young lions, they try to venture out on their own. They try to do it for themselves. They try to satisfy their own self. Amen. And He said they lack. He said they're hungry. They're ravished. They can't find nothing to satisfy. He said they suffer hunger. But they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Amen. If we're seeking the Lord, Brother Robert, there's nothing that we'll want. All the good things come from God. And He gives us to Him in abundance. He overloads our cart, amen, if we'll just put the cart up to the table. Yeah. Amen. But we'll come to the table with our little thimble. We'll say, "Oh, Lord, could You fill this up?" Amen. We don't get enough to keep us till we get out the door. Amen. But glory be to God, if we'll come bring our cart, we'll push up that table. Glory to God, will fill it plumb full to overflowing when you come expecting it from Him. I mean, the goodness of God will pour out on you and you begin to raise your hand like He's having this morning and praise God, give Him the glory because He's already done it. Amen. Amen. He's already blessed your heart. He's already lifting you up. Praise God. He's taking you to places that you've never been before. Amen. Glory be to God. We just keep saying, "Thank You, Jesus." Amen. Amen. Glory to God, seeing that wonderful thing, satisfied in Jesus Christ our Lord, not wanting any good thing. Praise God. So we see David's praise. He had a reason to praise God, didn't he? I want to ask you questions more. Have you got a reason to praise God? Amen. I believe every one of us here this morning has got a good reason to be praising God. God's been good to us. He is good to us, amen. We see David's praise. We also see David's promise. Look at verse 11. He said, come, you children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you, I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Amen. He said, I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Now look, Psalms 19, in verse 9. Well, in verse 8, he says, the statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlighten the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and a honeycomb. Amen. But moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Amen. So the fear of the Lord, that reverence stirring in her heart, that reverently trusting in the Lord, that trusting in the Lord and hating evil. I hate every evil way. Amen, I do. I hate every evil way. Why? Because God does. But I absolutely adore the righteousness of God. I adore all that's right with Him. And David makes this promise, I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Why? Because number one, he had a purpose. He was looking at the next generation. He was looking at those that would come along. He said, they're going to need some help. How'd he know? Because he'd need help himself. And he realized that his help was in the Lord. And a reverent fear of God, praise God, that he would have to have. He said, come ye children, hearken unto me, listen to me, pay attention, and I will teach you the fear of God. I'll teach you the reverent way. The way to walk, the way to talk, the way to observe Him, the way to worship God in spirit and truth. Amen. Why? Because He's concerned about the next generation. I'm telling you, we ought to be, hey, let's look at me. We ought to be concerned about the next generation. We're living a day of falling away. We're living a day of darkness. It's overshadowing. It's coming in like a flood. But praise God, I want to say there's a glory, a marvelous light that'll shine forth in the darkness. Glory be to God and illuminate hearts again. Yeah, amen. Amen. They don't have to stay in the dark. But it's time that God's people became a light. It's time that we come together in one mind, one accord and say, you know what? Number one, we're going to have to begin to love God. We're going to have to put Him first. We're going to have to give Him preeminence in our life. Now listen, I didn't say preeminence in mine only, but in yours also. You're going to have to give Him preeminence. You're going to have to make Him the Lord of your life. You're going to have to allow Him, receive Him, and listen to Him. You're going to have to be guided by the Holy Spirit of God. You're going to have to get our focus where it's right. Or we're going to lose another generation. We're going to lose our sons and our daughters. We're going to lose our grandchildren. Amen. If we don't, our brothers and sisters, if we don't get right with God. Amen. If we don't get ourselves, if we don't set our hearts on Lord Christ and make Him the Lord, the Lord supreme in our life. Our shepherd, our chief shepherd, our master shepherd. And let Him lead us, praise God, in the way He wants us to go. So that our light will shine. Amen. Because our loved ones are going to be caught up and lost in the darkness. And the darkness will sweep in and take them and drag them off in the darkness where there is no light. Amen. You can see it all around us. You can see it all around. It's happening all around. David said, I'm worried about that. The promise is I'll teach you the fear of God. If you'll just listen. Hearken unto me. Listen to me, and I'll teach you to fear God. I'll teach you a reverence for God. And I'll teach you to hate evil. Amen. I hate every evil way. Amen. I like God and godliness. He said, why was he doing it? So that he could know the Lord. Amen. He said, you need to do it so that you can know the Lord. But bigger than that, he said that you can trust the Lord. He said, I'm going to teach you so you can know Him. I'm going to teach you so you can trust Him. Realize, praise God, He'll always come through for you. When we know Him and we trust Him, praise God, we believe in Him with all our heart, He's never failed me. Let me ask you something this morning. Raise your hand if the Lord's ever failed you. Huh? He's never failed us. He's always come and He always will. So we have to trust Him. We have to learn to trust Him with everything. It's hard. Brother Robert's thinking about it. It's life's hard. It's hard to live. It's hard to live right. But if we put our trust in the Lord, that He is my help. He's my stay. He's my comforter. He's my consoler. He's my friend. And He's my Father, praise God. He's everything I need. When everybody around me is forsaking me, glory be to God, He's still there. He encampeth about the ones He loves. Amen. The ones that trust in Him. He's there. And we have to know Him. And we have to trust Him. David said there's a purpose for the next generation. But he said he's also a prospect. Remember, I told you that prospect is what we expect. That's why the prospectors would go out in the mountains and they would dig for gold and they'd pan for gold day after day after day. They'd keep looking because they had a prospect of finding a big one. Amen. Finding a big old nugget. Something, praise God, that'd be worth something. But David said, not only is there a purpose, but he said there's a prospect. And he said that we'd have some good days in this life that we live. It wouldn't all be just downhill and sorrowful, and sorriness, praise God, and sadness. But he said we'd have joy in our lives. Amen. Verse 12. He said, what man is he that desireth life and loveth many days? Well, watch this. That he may see good. Said, how many men out there don't want to have long days and have lots of days and see good in those days in that life that we're living? Said, we need that. A place of safety in the Lord, praise God, is a place where there's a lot of good days. Amen. Amen. When you come out of the darkness, praise God, into the marvelous light, you come into a place of safety. You come into a place of good days. But he said, in order to that, he said, keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Amen. Kind of what Brother Jeff was talking about a while ago. We need to be really careful. I told somebody the other day, you know, we ain't careful. We get on Facebook or texting, and we'll say things on Facebook and texting that we wouldn't say if we was looking them eye to eye. Amen? And if we can't say nothing that'll edify and exhort, that'll lift up, praise God, we need not say nothing at all. Amen? And I believe a lot of times it'd be better for us to just bow our head and pray than to say anything. Amen? Just get a hold of God on behalf of these people. He says, depart from evil and do good. Seek peace. Now watch this. And pursue it. Where do we find peace? We find peace in the Lord Jesus Christ. And said, when we find peace in Him, He said, we need to chase after it. He said, we need to follow close behind the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to find peace and we need to pursue it. That's kind of like a beagle dog on a rabbit trail. Hey man, hey, praise God, we go into the thickets, we go into the fields, we go into the shrubbery, we go through the yard, wherever, praise God, peace takes us, we need to pursue it. Amen. Why? Because there's safety in it. Amen. There's safety in following the Lord, there's safety in pursuing it. He said there's a perspective of good days when we follow righteousness. Amen. Praise God. Peter tells us that in 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 8. The Bible says this. He said, finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love the brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or riling for riling, but contrariwise, blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and seeth good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips they speak no guile. Let him, that's that deceitful, disgusting stuff. Amen. He said, let him eschew evil. In other words, avoid it. And do good. And let him seek peace and ensue it. So David told us, Jesus told us, Peter told us, praise God, that we need to seek peace and we need to ensue it, praise God. He said that's a prospect, that's what you have, a prospect for good days. Those glorious days in the Lord. Now I know what the devil say. He'll say, well, preacher, you just don't understand. I just really don't have the power to do all that. Well, then you need power. Where do you get power from? David said you get the power from the Lord. Amen. That we can call on the Lord in the time of trouble. Luke verse 15. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. Amen. He means He's looking down upon you. The trouble, when trouble comes, He's there. You got to realize God's closeness. Amen. That God's right there. He's with you. He's close. Bible says He sticketh closer than a brother. Amen. He's there with you. Said so when we call upon Him in the time of trouble, praise God, we recognize God's closeness and He sees your needs. The eyes of the Lord upon the righteous. He's looking at, if His eyes are on us, then He's seeing, right? So in other words, anything that happens in our life, He sees it, He recognizes, He realizes it. It don't go unseen. He knows exactly what's going on in our lives. Praise the Lord. He knows before it ever happened. Praise God. Amen? So He sees what's going on. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. Not only does He see, but when we pray, He hears us, and His ears are open unto them that cry. Amen? His ears, He hears our prayers. Amen? You believe God hears prayers? Amen? God hears you. When you speak to Him from your heart, praise God. Now, I know a lot of times we speak to Him from our head, and it don't make it past the ceiling. But when we speak to God from our heart, He hears us. That's why when an old sinner, praise God, under conviction, falls on his face and says, "Oh God, please forgive me, a sinner." That don't come from his head, it comes from his heart. God's an author of heart language. Amen. He hears your heart speak, praise God, and He answers the heart. Bless His name. He hears our prayer. Verse 17 said, "The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles." When the righteous cry, amen. Well, what about the unrighteous? God don't hear the unrighteous. Only thing God hears from the unrighteous, "Lord, please forgive me, a sinner." Amen. Then they become righteous, and He hears their pleas. They said, "The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their trouble." So He takes them out of their trouble, praise God. In other words, He hears you because He's near. Amen. And when your heart is broken, praise God, God hears a broken heart. He said, "Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." When your heart is broken, when it's bruised, when it's in deep sorrow, that's what contrite is. It's a deep sorrow because of our ungodliness. He says, praise God, God hears you and He heals that broken heart. Amen. I'm saying that this morning, if we need a place of safety, praise God, the only place I find it is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Is only in good God of glory, praise God. He's the only one can help because He will never leave you. He's always there with you, man. Praise God. He's there. The Bible says He'll never leave you alone. Amen. Because the Lord's there with you, praise God. He encampeth about those that love Him or desire and He's appearing, praise God. And He said you're never alone. You're never by yourself. And if you're never alone, then you're never helpless. Amen. A helpless means to be without help. I felt like a few times like I was without any help. That they wasn't nobody to help me. Amen? But guess what? Jesus was there. Amen? And He helped me, praise God. I've never been alone. I've never been helpless because of what Jesus has done for me. Praise God. He gave me a place of safety from the afflictions of this world. He said, "Many are the afflictions of righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all." David said, you know what? He said, "I've got a praise." He said, "I've got a promise." He said, he knows the afflictions of the righteous. He knows what we go through. But he said, God will deliver them out of them all. Amen. Why? Because He's a delivering God. I mean, He'll deliver me and you. He'll deliver the righteous. He'll keep those, praise God. He'll slay the wicked. Amen. They'll end up desolate. They'll end up alone. They'll end up with nothing. They'll end up all by themselves. That's the way they're going to stand before God one day too. A lost man at the great white throne judgment is going to stand before God and give an account. And Bible says they're going to open up a book, the book of life, and another book. Those things, all those deeds they've done in their life, and they're going to be judged out of those things they did. God keeps a good record. They're going to stand all by themselves. But one day, me and you, as born-again believers, we're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And we're going to give account of what we did after we were saved. Amen. Not for our salvation, but for our rewards. Amen. So that God can see, He can judge what we've done for His glory. I don't know about you, but I want to finish well. Amen. I want to find, if I'm going to hunt for safety, desire a place of safety, I'm going to find it in the Lord. The world has no place. David thought he would had a place of safety. He tried this one, he tried that. If you read in there, several places David went for safety. But when it's all said and done, Psalm 34, he said, I found safety in the Lord. He said it wasn't in the hiding place, it wasn't in the dark places of the world. But he said, the safety that I had, praise God, he said, I found it in the Lord. What about you this morning? You're here and you've run all over things. You've tried to find safety and help and hope and encouragement, and you've tried all the things of the world. We try a lot of different things sometimes to try to find safety, try to find that contentment, find that place of safety. But praise God, I want to say that place of safety was in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only safety that we have, the only place of safety that we can go to. And David says, after I've tried all these places, amen, he said, I tried all these places, and I realized, glory be to God, and he said, I just want to tell you about it in my testimony, amen, with a purpose because of the next generation. So I want them saved. I want them to fear the Lord and seek His appearing, amen. Now, teach them to fear God. We need to fear God back in our country again. We need to get back in our homes again. We don't fear God. We don't realize that these folks that's lost in their homes, our families, our loved ones, our brothers, sisters, Christ, whatever it might be, praise God, they're going to go to hell lost without God. They're going to slip off into hell. Amen. If God don't intervene, and He's going to intervene through me and you, amen, we're going to show them that place of safety. It ain't in this world. It ain't in the things that tried. Just like David, we've tried all kinds of different safe places. But I found out a long time ago, my safety is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And my Lord and my Savior, praise God, He's the only one that offers me a true place of safety. Safe from death and dying, hardship and famine, praise God, because He's promised me He'd always be there with me. He said He'd not see the righteous forsaken nor His seed a-begging bread. I have a promise here. David had a promise. He had a purpose. He had a prospect, but he had power. And our power was in the Lord. Because we know that He sees us, that He hears us, that He's listening, and He wants to help us. And we know, praise God, that He's nigh at hand. Amen. The Bible said He's even at the door. Praise God. We just got to open the door. We just got to turn the knobs on the inside. Amen. We've got to open it, and we've got to invite Him to come in. And when He comes in, praise God, you talk about a place of safety. Because I want to say there's no safer place than a place where Jesus is in the house. Amen. Glory be to God. There's no greater place of safety than a place where Jesus is in the house.